Good morning, Rabbosai, Pasuk Gimel, Parag Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Chesed v'emes al yazvucha, kashrem al garga v'asecha, kosvem al luach libecha. Chesed v'emes, chesed nikra, masha en ha'odem m'chuyiv liten l'chavera. V'zoha nesina hi b'toros chesed. A benefaction. There's no context, there's no indebtedness on any level. A person is just, it's purely an act of generosity. By contrast, the MS, who hamishalim gemul chaverim nesh asalochein. MS is when a person repays a kindness. Alia zvucha, what does it mean that they shouldn't leave you. Tirish atamid yu imcha. See to it that you constantly practice both of these, chesed and emes. Umasha kosev mitchila chesed v'achakach emes. What does that mean? It would seem to be a kol shekin, right? If you're practicing chesed, you're certainly going to practice emes. If you give benefactions, you're certainly going to reciprocate. Kevon she'osa chesed m'habiyos she'enu m'chuyiv lohem. So what's the answer? The Gaon says as follows. It's true that qualitatively, chesed is greater than emes. Again, in the sense that chesed is a pure act of generosity. But quantitatively, the emes surpasses the chesed. How so? Ki hanosin b'toros chesed lo yitein harbe. Aval hagmul hu lefi achiv. So a person who's giving a pure act of generosity, he'll give, but the amounts are going to be limited. Masha and Cain MS will rise to the level of whatever I feel my indebtedness is. Even more than that, you should give even in greater amounts. That's the Pshat Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim that it emphasizes Rav Chesed, meaning that chesed min hastam, the assumption is limited, is a dova muat. Moshe l'ma dova dome, that there's aloch in hilchos tzedaka, that if you have an oni hamachazal apsachim, an oni who's collecting for many people, so then the chiyuv is only to give a matana muetas. There is no chiyuv to empty out one's wallet. Chiyuv just to give a matana muetas. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the chesed that he bestows is Rav Chesed. Klomer harbe, v'achar kach mashalim gemul yedei ha'odam, v'haynu od yoseh. Kaviyochel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as though when we do mitzvahs, as though that creates an indebtedness for him, and that's the bechina of emes. Ki im chesed kein, if chesed is Rav, al kochach be'emes yoseh. So then emes will exceed even that. Meaning, so far, the Gaon has explained to us what it means, chesed ve'emes, al yazvucha, in context of our ben adam l'chaveru interactions. But there is also a notion of chesed ve'emes, v'chein ben adam l'malkam. Ben adam l'malkam, there's also a notion, also these two aspects of chesed and emes. Chesed hu lelamed la'acherim, ve'emes l'lmo ba'atzmo. K'mo she'omu chazal, we actually had occasion to mention this Gemara not too long ago, v'saras chesed, v'chi yesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah shel eino shel chesed, there's only one Torah. Ela lelamda, if a person learns Torah to teach, zari Torah shel chesed. Shalalalamda zoi Torah she'eino shel chesed. Here the question is how to understand these next couple of lines in the Gaon. The Gaon writes like this, Ki masha ha'adam lomid ba'atzmahu mechuyav. That's not Torah's chesed. When a person learns, keeps his storim, that's not Torah's chesed. Ki l'chach bala olam, k'mo sh'amum lamata Torah ha'avei, al tachzik tov la'atzmacha, ki l'chach no tzarta. If a person is, especially if a person was given an advance, on his pay, and then he puts in an honest day's work, that's not chesed, that's emes. The Rosh Hashanah created us, that's an advance. We had no entitlement to be created, so the very fact that we're alive, that we exist, is already an advance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, advanced our pay. If kilachach no tzarta, a person was created that he should learn Torah. So that's a bechin of emes. Avol lalamed hu chesed. So the question is, what does the Gaon mean? When the Gaon says, Ki masha adam lomid ba'atzmahu mechuyav, does the Gaon mean that there's no chiyav to teach Torah? There's only a chiyav to teach one's sons. There's no chiyav of v'shinantum l'vanecha elu atalmidim. So I don't know. Yitachin that the way we should understand the Gaon here is that let's say when we talk about doing a chesed, a person helps an oni, however the chesed expresses itself, oni. So on the one hand, we would characterize that as a chesed, but meidach gisa, a person's mechuyev to do chesed, right? So the fact that it's a chesed doesn't mean that there's not a chiyuv. So Yitachin, when the Gaon says, Ki masha adam lamid ba'atzmahu mechuyav, meaning he's mechuyav, not b'toras chesed. He's just mechuyav, b'toras kilachaf no tzarta. Masha and Cain, teaching Torah to la'achayrim, that he's stuck in mechuyav in. It's part of the mitzvah of v'shinantam levanacha. It's part of the mitzvah of v'shinantam levanacha. That's certainly the way the Rambam presents at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Elamai, it's a chiyuv b'toras chesed. It's a chiyuv that a person has to be no within mitzvah's Talmud Torah. He has to be noeg chesed. Continuing here, ve'elu shnei advarim, the hainu chesed ve'emes. Again, these two aspects, they exist bein ben adam l'chaveru, bein ben adam l'malkum, as just now presented. Al yazvucha. What does it mean, Al Yazvucha? Koma shiyu tamid biyadcha shetase. V'zeu b'maisa. So you should actively be constantly involved, both in chesed and in emes. Again, chesed and emes in terms of how they translate ben adam l'chaveru, chesed v'emes in terms of how they translate ben adam l'malkum. Koshrim al gargar asecha. So the gargaris is the windpipe. And by extension, it's used to mean the throat. So kashrim al gargar asecha literally would mean to wear, what do they call it, a tight-fitting necklace, a choker, right? That's, I think, literally the imagery here. Kashrim al gargar asecha hu b'dibor sheyiyu b'ficha tamid. Kasvim al luach libecha b'machshava. Right, the Rambam tells us the lev, its meaning, its primary meaning perhaps is heart, but very, very often lev also connotes machshava or das or moach. And that's how the Gaon says here as well, kasvei maluach libech b'machshava. V'hainu shiyu b'ficho v'vav chalas also. B'machshava u'b'dibu u'b'maiseh. So on the one hand, the Gaon says that chesed ve'emes al yazvucha is that we're talking about chesed ve'emes in two different realms, in the realm of ben adam chaveru, and also in the realm of ben adam l'malkom, and in the realm of ben adam l'malkom, it means It means Talmud Torah. The question is, when he says, when he interprets the last two phrases in the pasuk, Kashrim al gargo asecha, Kashrim al luach libecha, as referring to Dibur and Maisa, so Nicha, certainly that's applicable to the Chesed Ve'emes of Torah. Meaning Torah is something that a person can be preoccupied with, b'machshava, can be speaking about all the time. Do the second and third phrases in the pasuk also qualify and relate to the chiyuv of chesed ve'emes in ben adam l'chaveru? Does it also mean that ba'ofen tmidi a person is always supposed to be talking, thinking about that? I don't know. The pasuk that the Gaon alludes to here, b'ficha v'vavcha la'asoso, according to many Rishonim, the context of that pasuk is Talmud Torah. Kikar ve'lacha adava ma'od, right? Lova shamayim hi, lova me'evel ayom hi. But rather, kikar ve'lacha adava ma'od, b'ficha v'vavcha la'asoso. So according to some Rishonim, famously according to the Ramban, it's referring to tshuva. But according to other Rishonim, it's referring to Talmud Torah. So I don't know, the constant preoccupation b'machshav b'dibur, the stress is more on Torah. Okay, we'll stop here for now. We'll meet in the tent at around 12:30. Okay, Rav Ossi, have a very good morning, productive morning. Be well, be safe.